Still thousands of people are without power across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. This morning, we talked to Mel Coleman with North Arkansas Electric Co-op about the outages in their cooperative.
We had a good day yesterday. We got about 5,000 members back on. If we look back, we started with somewhere around 25,000 out of power. We're currently at 8,400 that we still need to get back on. And that's what we're going to be working toward today.
Mr. Coleman said they're getting help from crews from other states.
We've got crews in from Mississippi, Tennessee, and a lot from Arkansas, from the co-ops that weren't hit. The co-ops that were hit, like us, are still battling this as well.
And he talked about the areas that the crews would be working in today.
We're going to have crews in Camp, Culp, Boswell, Elizabeth, Jeep, Henderson, Oxford, Pineville, Evening Shade, Franklin, Center, Horseshoe Bend, Liberty Hill, Many Islands, Myron, Nelsonville, Poughkeepsie, Ravenden, and Worth. So we've got them spread out today. We're looking forward to a really good day today. I still think we're going to have some people, unfortunately, that are going to go into the weekend with outages.
We also talked to Stephanie Belts-Price with Howe Oregon Electric Cooperative about their outages.
Our numbers have come down significantly. Our number right now is just around 4,600 members. That is still a lot of people, and we understand that. We do have more linemen came in from other cooperatives to assist today, and so we currently have about 120 boots on the ground out there. That more than doubles, almost triples our regular crews. So we've got, I believe we're up to 7 co-ops that are helping out now, as well as our contractor, one of our contractors who supplied us with a bunch of help.
I asked her if there was an area where there was more outages right now in the cooperative.
Oregon and Howell County are still the two highest counties. If you're following that, they are coming down. They've gotten the large numbers that they can on, and so they're actually down to where they're having to really go out and follow each line to see what the problems are.
She said the phone lines have been inundated with calls.
We know a lot of people are frustrated and having trouble calling in. We want you to know a lot of people are getting a message that the call has been terminated. Our phone lines are ringing nonstop. We're completely inundated, and the calls that are getting through, we're answering them as quickly as we can. So we are here answering the phones, and we've had people working late, and then they come in early here in the office to try and get those calls answered. We apologize to those who can't reach us on the phone. We do encourage people to go to our website or the Smart Hub app to download that on your smartphone, and you can report outages through that as well.
Again, crews will continue to work into the weekend to try to get the electricity turned back on for everyone in both Howe Oregon Electric Cooperative and North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. A Walnut Ridge man has been arrested after allegedly hitting another person with a vehicle. 46-year-old Levi Lamb was arrested. He's charged with aggravated assault, DWI, and other misdemeanor charges. The incident happened on 3rd Street in Walnut Ridge. The person hit with the vehicle was taken to a Jonesboro hospital. A man from Black Rock has been arrested after a second standoff with police. 39-year-old Jason Glenn Holmes was arrested on Tuesday. Holmes was allegedly armed with a knife, and police had to tase him in order to arrest him. Holmes was charged with felony criminal trespassing and misdemeanor resisting arrest. Holmes has an extensive criminal history, including charges for domestic assault, disturbing the peace, delivery of a controlled substance, and battery charges in both Mississippi and Arkansas. The Highlands School District will get $39,566.41 for its pre-education program. The school is one of several across northern Arkansas to get money in the state's funding for hands-on learning. The pre-education program is to help students begin work to enter the education field after schooling. January is Radon Action Month, and officials are getting the word out about the dangerous gas. Radon is a radioactive gas produced by the natural breakdown of uranium in the soil and rocks. After smoking, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., with the EPA estimating it claims the lives of 21,000 Americans annually. The gas seeps into the homes via gaps and cracks in the foundation, joints connecting the walls to the floors, as well as pipes and drains. Radon has no smell, color, or taste, and requires special effort to detect it. Missouri State Radon Officer Brandy Hamilton says radon is found in every county in the state, and she wants people to test for it.
We've just recently received the data back to be able to back up that 1 in 3 homes in Missouri may have the elevated radon levels. That number is higher than what we previously thought based on data. So we encourage Missourians to test, and we do offer radon test kits through our radon program.
Short-term radon test kits run for 3 days and are sent off to a lab for results. Missourians can request the free test kit online at health.mo.gov/radon. The Ozark Small Business Incubator has a class coming up next week, and OSBI's Heather Fisher tells us about it.
If you are a person that uses Excel and wants to understand how to use pivot tables for Excel, this class is for you. It's called Pivot Tables Plus, and it will be on January 31st from 1 to 4 o'clock. You'll be able to create pivot tables, learn how to customize them, and even learn to use slicers to manipulate your data. And again, that class will be on January 31st from 1 to 4, and there's a fee associated with that.
For more information or to sign up, call 417-256-9724. Several area communities have issued boil water advisories. An advisory has been issued for the city of Eminence. This is because of the power outage impacting the use of the water tank. Oregon County Water District Number 2 has issued a boil water advisory till further notice for all of the Myrtle area. Evening Shade, Arkansas is under a boil water advisory until further notice. And Koshkonong is under a boil water advisory. Again, remember, boil the water for 3 minutes before consumption, and that boil water advisories all remain in effect until further notice.